Hi, the question for Dennis Hampton, DennisHampton, data services 11/6/2025. Sorry, data services 11/24/2025. Date of accident is 12/23/2024. And date of birth 2/4/1968. The patient is suffering from chronic pains in the area of the left shoulder, neck, lower back. And moderate headaches. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to the presence of an accident that he was involved in on 12/23/2024, when he was involved in the rear ending of a bus that he was traveling. The impact caused him fell down into the median of the bus, and he injured his head with symptoms of TBI, neck, lower back, and the left shoulder. He has been having progressive numbness and tingling of the both hands, involving all the fingers, and shooting pain from lower back to the right leg, laterally. Overall, the pain are 9 in the left shoulder. Also, pain is around 9, and maximum patient can lift is 90 degrees of abduction. He report that he has had no surgeries yet. Patient is able to walk well, and he can. His ADLs are affected 9. Pain level is 9. Seventy 70% relief is reported by the patient using the medications and the treatment protocol. Patient is please review the records for ADL system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 137/94, pulse 115, pulse oxygen 99%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 11/6/2025, dictation number 1109-007 and -008. Patient maps have been reviewed. And the labs have been reviewed and opiate was found negative. The patient report that he has been taking the medications. A new urine drug has been ordered today. And he informed that he has taken medication yesterday. He is provided with Percocet 10/3/5 to 12 hours for 15 days. His record from the hospital and report are not available yet, and we are waiting for them to be available so that we can make a formal treatment plan. In Corville Hospital, there is an MRI that is available, which shows a moderate disc bulge at L3-4, a severe spinal canal stenosis, and bilateral neuroforamen in heaven. He has had a surgery at L4-L5 area with decompression, and he has no other issues, but facet hypertrophy is reported L2-3 and 3-4, and L4-L5. L5S1. The patient has been informed about this finding. He's been scheduled for a procedure soon. Due to the Thanksgiving weekend, we are not open. And cervical spine MRI is also available, which shows a disc osteophyte complex C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6, and 7, along with facet hypertrophy, for which facet injections have been advised to the patient. The patient is also seeing Dr. Lewis Redden, who actually referred this patient for pain management. We are still in the middle of obtaining all the records, and proof of claim is also requested, and we'll go from there. His IME exam is also needs to be obtained. Thank you very much. We'll be seen in 15 days.